In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join together to celebrate this shortened divine office, this little office together. Oh, my Lord, help us find rest. Let's pray together for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let's try this. Father James Blau says that you can pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit by repeating this prayer to Jesus. And trying, please God, pointing our hearts up to God. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Grant us rest in you. Now let's turn to God our Father, and through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, and in the person of Christ, recite this inspired prayer with the antiphon the Church has provided. May God turn His radiant face toward us and fill us with His blessings. Psalm 67. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. May God turn His radiant face toward us and fill us with His blessings. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. May God turn His radiant face toward us and fill us with His blessings. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us His blessing till the ends of the earth revere Him. May God turn His radiant face toward us and fill us with His blessings. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We're going to celebrate this as solemn as we can, optional memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary for our office of readings on Saturday. Again, it'll be shorter because we only did one psalm, not three. But the rest is going to be the same. And I can't find the verse right now. I'm sorry, I can't find the verse right now. In fact, I think I have it right here. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the marvels He has created on this earth. A reading from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Paul will soon visit the Corinthians for their correction. This is the third time that I am about to visit you, and I am not going to burden you, for I do not want what you have, I only want you. Children should not save up for their parents, but parents for children. I will gladly spend myself and be spent for your sakes. If I love you too much, will I be loved the less for that? Granted that I did not burden you, but being crafty, you say, I caught you by guile. Did I ever take advantage of you through any of the men I sent to you? I urged Titus to go to you, and I sent the other brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you in any way? Did we not act in the one spirit, walk in the same footsteps? Do you think throughout this recital that I am defending myself to you? Before God, I tell you, in Christ, I have done everything to build you up, my dear ones. I fear that when I come, I may not find you to my liking, nor may you find me to yours. I fear I may find discord, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, slander and gossip, self-importance and disorder. I fear that when I come again, my God may humiliate me before you, and I may have to mourn over the many who sinned earlier and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and sensuality they practice. This is the third time I shall be coming to you. A judicial fact shall be established only on the testimony of two or three witnesses. I said before when I was there the second time, and I repeat it now in my absence, to those who sinned before, and to all the rest, that I come again, that if I come again, I shall not spare you. You are, after all, looking for a proof of the Christ who speaks in me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful in you. It is true, he was crucified out of weakness, but he lives by the power of God. We too are weak in him, but we live with him by God's power in us. Test yourselves to see whether you are living in faith. Examine yourselves. Perhaps you yourselves do not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you have failed the challenge. I hope you will not understand that we have failed. We pray God that you may do no evil, not in order that we may appear approved before, but simply that you may do what is good, even though we may seem to have failed. You cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the sake of the truth. We even rejoice when we are weak and you are strong. Our prayer is that you may be built up to completion. I am writing in this way while away from you, so that when I am with you, I may not have to exercise with severity the authority the Lord has given me, authority to build up rather than to destroy. And now, brothers, I must say goodbye. Mend your ways, encourage one another. Live in harmony and peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Let all the holy ones send greetings to you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Responsory prayer. Rejoice, strive for perfection, and live in peace, and the God of peace and love will be with you. May the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts in Christ Jesus, and the God of peace and love will be with you. And then our reading will take up part of this theme. In the tradition of the Church, from a letter to Polycarp by St. Ignatius of Antioch, bishop and martyr, so this is the 200s AD, maybe 150, something like that, for the time frame. Let everything be done for God's honor. Avoid evil practices. Indeed, preach against them. Tell my sisters to love the Lord and be content with their husbands in the flesh and in the spirit. In the same way, bid my brothers in Christ's name to love their wives as the Lord loves his church. If anyone can remain chaste in honor of the Savior's flesh, then let him do so without boasting. For if he boasts of it, he is lost. And if he thinks himself for this reason better than the bishop, he is lost. Those who marry should be united with the bishop's approval, so that the marriage may follow God's will and not merely the prompting of the flesh. Let everything be done for God's honor. Hear your bishop, that God may hear you. My life is a sacrifice for those who are obedient to the bishop, the presbyters, and the deacons. And may it be my lot to share with them in God, work together in harmony, struggle together, run together, suffer together, rest together, rise together, as stewards, advisors, and servants of God. Seek to please him whose soldiers you are, and from whom you draw your pay. Let none of you prove a deserter. Let your baptism be your armor, your faith, your helmet, your charity, your spear, your patience, your Penelope. Now, I'm honestly not sure what a Penelope is. Probably another war instrument. Let your good works be your deposits, so that you may draw out well-earned savings. So be patient and gentle with one another, as God is with you. May I have joy in you forever, since I have heard that the Church of Antioch in Syria is at peace through your prayers. I too am more tranquil in my reliance upon God. If only I may find my way to God through my passion, and at the resurrection prove to be your disciple. My most blessed Polycarp, You should convene a godly council and appoint someone whom you consider dear and especially diligent to be called God's courtier and have honor, the honor of going into Syria and advancing God's glory by speaking of your untiring charity. The Christian is not his own master. His time is God's. This is God's work, and it will be yours as well when you have performed it. I have trust in the grace of God that you are ready to act generously when it comes to God's work. Since I knew so well your zeal for the truth, I have limited my appeal to these few words. I could not write to all the churches because I am sailing at once from Troas to Neapolitis, as is required of me. I want you, therefore, as one who knows God's purpose, to write to the churches of the East and bid them to do the same. Those who can should send representatives, while the rest should send letters through your delegates. Thus your community will be honored for a good work, which will be remembered forever, as their bishop deserves. I wish all of you well, forever, in Jesus Christ. Through him may you all remain in God's unity and in his care. Farewell in the Lord. Be steadfast, stand firm, always devote yourself fully to the work of the Lord. For you know that your work in the Lord cannot be in vain. Never grow weary of doing good, for you know that your work in the Lord cannot be in vain. Let's see the Blessed Virgin Mary prayer. Lord, as we honor the glorious memory of the Virgin Mary, we ask that by the help of her prayers, we too may come to share the fullness of your grace. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm just going to take this moment to pray a little bit. So let's pray. And then we'll probably have a little bit of time to eat something and go to bed before Sunday, at least I will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Let us pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Let us pray that societies where coexistence seems more difficult might not succumb to the temptation of confrontation for ethnic, political, and religious reasons. Jesus Christ, Lord of time and space, faithful friend, companion on our journey, cornerstone and beginning and end of our lives. We are your friends in need of your tenderness. We have lost the security, peace, and brotherly harmony among us. We suffer from believing we are in the world only as only children. We have become prisoners of the walls we have built. Once again, we ask you, send your spirit to renew us and the sense of, in this sense of togetherness, the spark that can ignite once more the light to halt the night of conflicts. Give us courage so that the logic of conflict may be opposite the sign of fraternity. Father, peace needs fraternity and fraternity needs encounter. Therefore, we ask you today for the grace to build bridges in a world that builds walls, to go beyond the limits of bonds that recognize only what is similar, opening ourselves to a world of brothers equal in dignity, walking a common path. So the prayer from the Vatican sometimes makes it more clear what we're doing. I don't know if this was necessarily one of those times, but as Scott Hahn said, maybe the best commentary is his comment, that there can be no brotherhood of man without the fatherhood of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, offer my partial or plenary indulgence for your soul, for a soul in purgatory that will pray for us and bless us abundantly. May God help us and bless this soul in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.